Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is David Rosario, who is board president of the Latino Providers Network. And David's here today to talk to us about the various things that the network is doing to help folks with, to help Latinos as well as the Latino community and our community. So, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Bill, for having me on. It's a great thing. You know, that last phrase you said, helping the Latino community to help the community. That's something that I always say at the end of every meeting that we have. You know, we do things to help the Latino community, to better the community they live in. So that was great to hear.
Good. For those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the network?
Sure. We were established around 1992. The LPN got together, kind of an ad hoc group of organizations and residents who wanted to get folks with resources together to see how they can help this, you know, relatively new Latino community back in 92. So that's how it got started. Organizations coming together because they saw that there were many organizations that did the same thing and the same thing. So they wanted to get diversity in the resources that they had. So I guess by the end of the fifth, sixth year, the Latino Providers Network had organizations in the educational field, in the hospital, I mean, medical field, arts and culture, business. So it was really growing. And in 2005, finally, the Latino Providers Network successfully obtained the 501c3.
Great. And how can someone find out more information about the network?
Well, I think the best way is they can send us an email, or they can log on to our Latino Provider Networks website. And I'm going to give you the www.lpnmd.org. Or they give us a call, 443-401-4634. But I believe that the email works a whole lot better. And if you want to, if you want to send us an email, just send it to contact@lpnmd.org.
Okay, wonderful. That's Latino Providers Network, all spelled, LPNMD.org. That's a lot easier to remember.
Nice and easy, LPNMD.org. And, you know, look us up on Facebook. We always promote what we're doing, what our members are doing. So, you know, Facebook, at Latino Providers Network, MD.
Okay, great. Thank you. What's your background and responsibilities?
So, Bill, I was born in New York City. My dad is from the Dominican Republic, and my mom's from Peru. I came up in the New York City school system, met my wife in Baltimore. We had a choice to make to either live in New York or come live in Baltimore, and my wife was the winner of that decision. And I decided to come to Baltimore in 1998.
Wow. So you've been here 22 years.
Yes.
Yeah, you came just a few years after I came, and I did the same thing. I married a Baltimore woman, and that was that.
And it was not a bad decision, I tell you. You know, a lot of good things came out of it. We have two wonderful kids. One is in the University of Maryland. He's just turned 18. He turned 18, about to turn 19. And I have a young girl. She's 12. And my son graduated from Poly. So he's going to Poly alum.
Ah, great. Great. Well, that's wonderful. And you mentioned earlier about that we're doing everything online and everything. How's the COVID? The COVID emergency has really forced a lot of us to do things a lot differently, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it made it difficult for us to get together as a group, share lunch, and share ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I think one good thing that came out of it is the fact that we quickly shifted to this, to the virtual world. And, our meetings are now on Zoom meetings. And we found that we are able to capture a wider audience because they don't need to jump in their car and drive from, you know, Owings Mills to get to our more location.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That in itself is quite amazing. And I think when this is all over and we're back to what is going to be the new norm, I think that we're going to continue to have these virtual meetings because, you know, a lot more folks get the information, get to know resources that help in that Latino space all over Maryland.
Yeah, that's a, at least one positive aspect of it.
One positive.
Yeah.
I mean, on the negative side,
mm-hmm.
You know, we see folks in the community that that need a lot of help, and you see the disparity of the different treatments from, you know, different folks. You know, I am an insurance agent. I have a State Farm office, and I see the struggle of our Latino community trying to make their monthly payments, stay afloat. You know, a lot of them come into my office, and I tell you, my office is almost like a hub for resources because they come to my office asking for help. They come to my office to find resources to get food. So you know that this community is getting hit really hard. But on the plus side, a very resilient community. So they find a way to get things done. Sometimes I have conversations with my customers, and they say, you know, Dave, I had to take a second job, or I used to be a sous chef, and now I have to, you know, cut the lawn for a living. But, you know, I'm getting it done, and, you know, I'm making my payments, and we're staying afloat. So although getting hit real hard, very resilient community.
And real faith-based. That's a comfort and a spur at this point, isn't it?
That is correct. You know, whenever you, and this is something that I've noticed whenever I go on Facebook just to see, what's going on, I always see send prayers, and people really send prayers. I mean, they really believe. There's a very faith-based organization. And that's always wonderful to see when we're in a situation like this, because I've seen this Latino community really come together and help one another.
For those Latinos who are listening, or folks that know Latinos, could you give us some available resource contact numbers?
So see, this is the wonderful thing about the LPNMD.org website.
Mm-hmm.
So you get on the website, and we're going to list all the members that we have in our organization. We also have a COVID-19 tab that you can click on that's going to give you all the resources in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and we don't stop there. We go as far as Montgomery, Howard. We pretty much put a lot of the resources that are in Maryland that help this Latino community.
Wonderful.
So www.lpnmd.org. Go to members. You'll see all the members that we have in our organization and what they do. And then if you need something with COVID or you have, you know, a COVID emergency, just click on that COVID-19 tab, and you're going to see all those organizations that are kind of taking the lead on this COVID pandemic.
Boy, that's a great resource. That's a wonderful resource. You mentioned your members, and I realized I hadn't asked you about you mentioned that the members of the network include education, medical, things like that. Who are some of your members and your partners?
So let's see. I don't want to leave anyone out, but
just to name
a few, because we have about 100, but 100 plus members. So some of our well-known members are Esperanza Center, They're based out of Baltimore City, and pretty much all our members right now are in Baltimore, Baltimore County. But in the educational space, we have the Hampstead Hill Academy. They're part of our organization. We have a lot of medical, you know, Hopkins, some of the Mercy staff are part of our organization. We have some great arts and culture. Like, let's say the Walters Art Museum. You know, folks don't think about arts and culture, but that's a really big part of who Latinos are, because, you know, although we share the language, we don't always share all the cultures that come behind being a person from Guatemala or a person from the Dominican Republic.
Right. They're different cultures.
Right. When you're able to highlight those different countries, it's, you know, people then say, oh, I get it now. You know, it's not the same as being Mexican or being Puerto Rican from the Caribbean. It's two different things. You know, we have healthcare for the homeless, Baltimore City Community College, we've had a educational workshop for the young Latinos that are in high school that want that pathway to college. And we provide this yearly great workshop that unfortunately we had to postpone this year, but it's a wonderful workshop. We hold it in the last couple months of the year. And it's a great resource because we bring in a lot of colleges so that they can, you know, have an idea of what it takes to, you know, go into this college journey.
Boy, that's a perfect way to start.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, Girl Scouts of Central Maryland, the Family Tree, Maryland Coalition of Families. I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, one of our you know, BGE is also part of the group. BGE has been really, really great with funding a lot of the
good for them. Good for them.
State Farm, our organization, we were able to get and kind of a reoccurring assistance with both BGE and State Farm. You know, those organizations, you know, I really like that they can give back to the community. You know, any chance they get, and we do wonderful things with them.
It is Latinx Heritage Month, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Every October
15th to, I mean, October, yeah, October 15th to, well, September 15th to October 15th. You mentioned Latinx Heritage Month. I guess that's the new Latinx for all Hispanics or all Latinos.
Right.
So when I saw it, I was like, okay, he must mean Hispanic Heritage Month. which, by the way, as you know, it has been around since, you know, the Lyndon Johnson time. It was started in 1968. Then Ronald Reagan in 1988, he kind of fixed it the September 15th to October 15th. And then it was enacted in law in August 17th. So it is an actual, you know, kind of a time period in the year where we celebrate our heritage. Now, you know, whenever I say and people tell me, hey, you know, is it right just to have a month? Does you think that makes sense? You know, the Latino community is here year round. You know, you walk down Eastern Avenue and you don't smell the different smells and hear the different music and hear the different language just on Hispanic or Latinx Heritage Month. In that month, you hear it all year round. But on that particular block of time, all the folks that share the Spanish language come out and celebrate their culture, whether it's Dominican, Peruvian, Salvadorian, Honduran, Guatemalan, they're all sharing that culture that makes them different from, let's say, a Peruvian or a Dominican. But we all share the language. So that's a wonderful thing.
And I guess someone can go on your website to see things that would be occurring during the month.
Absolutely. So another great resource, that www.lpnmd.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, though, in living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, David Rosario, who is board president of the Latino Providers Network, for being our guest today. Thank you, David.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us, Bill.
Keep up your,
and
keep
thank
up
you for your audience.
You're certainly welcome. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you. Will do. Likewise, by the way.
And as well, thank you. I appreciate it. And for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to wish you a happy day, and let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.